Hi everyone, thanks for tuning in. I'm here with Chandler Smith and TJ Smith. Both of them are coordinating the Riff for Relief concert that's happening this Thursday, July 30th. And that will be from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. So welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so I want to start off talking a little bit about yourselves and how you came to be in Grand Junction. TJ, you've been on the podcast before. We did our Artist in Residence segment with you. So if you haven't listened to that one, go back and listen to it to learn more about TJ and his art. But let's start off a little bit with you and how you came to be in Grand Junction.
Well, it was maybe about 3 years ago now, coming up in September, that I landed here. And it was a strategic move where I was coming from Truckee, California, and looking for a similar outdoor experience. Mm-hmm. Lots of sun, definitely need lots of sun in my life. And kind of just a change of pace. And the strategy part was where I was looking for a town that was growing, that wasn't incredibly expensive to kind of start into, and that, you know, was in a state that had a lot of those outdoor amenities I was speaking of. So this place kept coming up. Had a great couple friends that lived here that kind of solidified the decision, because it was familiar to come and to have, you know, good buddies and to kind of break that into the community. So
very nice.
In a roundabout way, it's I'm here now and plan to stay for a while.
Good. And lots of naturescapes for you to use in your art.
Definitely. And that, and to escape into.
Yes.
That's the other component of my life is detaching from all things creative and computer and art and just kind of getting lost in the wild.
We've got a lot of that around here, so that's good.
Tons of public land, yep.
And Chandler, what about you?
Yeah, for a lot of the same reasons, we landed here in Grand Junction. You know, both my wife and I were tied to Ride the Rockies, a cycling event, tied to the Denver Post Community Foundation. And having directed that for 10 years, became very just familiar with a lot of Colorado, all the mountain communities, and even the Eastern Plains when we took on Pedal the Plains. But similar thing, you know, new long term. I wasn't wanting to stay necessarily in the Front Range. You know, my family, father and mother are there, and certainly a lot of good friends, so that was an anchor. But new ultimately for like long term lifestyle, where we wanted to raise a family, we kind of saw something different. And Grand Junction just hit on a lot of those opportunities, from outdoor recreation, just the quality of life, less populated. And we joke that ever since moving here, we seem to get 2 to 3 hours of our day back, because we're just not dealing with people and traffic.
Yes, and a little cheaper.
And a little cheaper, yeah. Yeah. So anyhow, yeah. So very much profession and career. You know, is kind of what brought us, you know, initially opened up our eyes to this community.
Very cool. So how did you two get together to start this project?
Well, yeah. Don't let the last name fool you. it was a mutual friend, Mar Hardy. She kind of connected us on the fact that we had similar ideas and what we were trying to do within the community. And I did meet Chandler when I used to work at Growl agency, because mm-hmm. he had come through probably when you first moved here. I had been working there, and it was kind of like he knew the owners of that company, and it was a pretty brief introduction. He only lived down the road from me for a year
just
or so too.
From me.
But really it was the start of this venture that kind of brought us together and formed the relationship.
Okay. What is this venture? Let's get a little bit into the Riff for Relief, what people are here for. Let's talk about that and how that got started.
Yeah, you bet. So kind of how we've tackled this in the past and trying to explain the story is, you know, my focus has often been music related, and TJ's a little bit more on the fine arts. You know, Riff for Relief came about in that, again, Mara Hardy continues to open doors for us.
Yeah.
But she's with the Grand Junction Economic Partnership. Mm-hmm. And right now they're kind of on the tail end of what is known as the West Slope Startup Week. For this instance, because of the pandemic and COVID, they've taken it all virtual, and it's actually been spread out over a month.
Okay.
But knowing that we kind of had our eyes set on this creative cooperative, if you will, and knowing my love for and passion for music, she had asked if we'd be interested in putting on kind of a grand finale to West Slope Startup Week and utilize it as an opportunity to introduce Creatives Landing and tie, you know, some kind of music component into their curriculum and jumped at the opportunity. And so, you know, in a short time frame, probably less than a month, we assembled an incredible kind of steering committee with it, representation from both Creatives Landing and Grand Junction Economic Partnership, but then also a handful of just passionate community members. And it's been really encouraging to see how the community's responded, how the music industry is mobilized. So, you know, the quick of it for Rift for Relief is it's actually a show that incorporates both some virtual elements plus some live elements that will happen this Thursday at Mesa Theater. It'll run from 7:30 to right around 9, maybe just a touch after. But what we've done is we've taken, and this was all by application, so musicians had a few weeks to apply for these spots, but we've taken five bands and kind of stole a page from NPR's famous Tiny Desks, and we've recorded our equivalent of that, which we've called Mini Desks. And those will be pre-recorded that will kind of be mixed into the different live segments. And people can either watch all this in person at the venue or they can live stream it off of our Creative Landing's Facebook page.
Very cool.
Yeah. And then to round that out, then after the mini desks, we have a singer-songwriter group and then the headliner. And then a special guest, which is this great band out of Fruta, these young high schoolers that just you know, really struck a chord when we first heard them. But that group's called Cosmo.
Okay. And so how many applications do you think you received for performers?
You know, I think we were probably all said and done around maybe 20-25 applications.
Yeah. Wow, and that's quite a few.
Yeah, and through this, we're able to feature about 10 to 12 of them.
Awesome. What a good way for artists to get out and get some recognition in the community.
Yeah, well, and that was the idea. We wanted to, you know, twofold, elevate their voice, you know, use this as a time to really appreciate, recognize them. You know, so many of us have enjoyed their gifts throughout the years, be it at small venue shows, be it at the larger festivals, the farmers markets, you know, and during this time and the pandemic, you know, so many industries have been impacted, but the music industry is one of them. I was sharing a statistic that I came across the other day for Colorado, and that's the music industry employs over 16,000 people and contributes about $1.5 billion annually to the economy. And certainly, you know, the Grand Valley is a slice of that. And so for us, this was just a great way to elevate their voices, but then also through the Grand Valley Music Relief Fund, you know, raise some money to ultimately in turn give back in way of stimulus grants and checks to those artists.
That's awesome. And there, the donations can come through, and you're not doing ticket sales, correct? It's donation-based?
Yeah, we have a GoFundMe. Okay. I'm kind of going for that, which is...
Yeah, it's up and live. So the GoFundMe account can be accessed. Really, the main site to drive everybody to who's interested in this is westslopestartupweek.com/music. And then from there, you can learn about all the different moving parts. But there is a button, if you will, that'll take you into the GoFundMe page to make a public donation. And then the rest of it has been seeded by corporate sponsors, which we're very, very grateful for, to help underwrite some of the costs and then seed the fund. And a few of those are Downtown Grand Junction's been a great player, Growl Agency that TJ referenced earlier, U.S. Bank. On a state level, Colorado Creative Industries has done a lot of marketing for us. Smith Built, which is TJ, he's done a lot of great. Smith Built. He does both of them. And then Concert Design Innovation has done a lot of the production work. Cold Pole Printing, represented by a gentleman, Zach, who's actually in one of the bands, Wave 11. He's done a lot of logo creations, promo posters, and then, of course, Mesa Theater itself. So some really great community partners to help make this all come to fruition.
Yeah, it really just shows how important this industry is to our community, that all these people are willing to come together and do this for our artists.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how long do people have to donate to that GoFundMe? Is it going to close on a specific date?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't anticipate us closing it anytime soon. It'll certainly run past the show, and it's open right now for people to make donations. Applications themselves from artists will be accepted up through, I want to say it was August 28th.
Mm-hmm.
And then our first round of funding will be issued that first week of September.
Okay. And it's all equal from what I read on the website.
Yeah, very transparent, equal. You know, the money itself, you know, all this filters through West Slope Startup Week, but then Grand Junction Economic Partnership will serve as the fiscal agent.
Okay, great. And can you give us a taste of some of the artists that are going to be playing?
Yeah, absolutely. So the mini desk to highlight that group, we had five bands, just an incredible mix of artists, covered a number of genres, everything from Southern rock to reggae, hip hop to indie. But the five mini desks, and not, they won't necessarily show in this particular order, but is El Camino Burnout, a band called Suckafish,
mm-hmm.
Valley Curse, Wave 11, and a hip hop artist that go by the name of Wowzers.
Okay.
Yeah. And then moving into the live component, our singer-songwriter round is a gentleman named Dave Minch. Talia Dewey, just a really powerful female vocalist. She's the lead singer of a band called Rizzo. I think a lot of people know her from her previous project, which was Freeway Donna.
Mm-hmm.
And then Morgan Krause, who's just this amazing up-and-coming country rock singer, plays with a band called Southside Highway. So she'll be rounding out the singer-songwriter group. And then special guest Cosmo, which we highlighted earlier. You know, I asked them what genre they kind of place themselves in, and the answer was they don't. But I think it's really noticeable their roots come from jazz, and I think they may have all played in jazz band together. But they're definitely not bound by any one particular genre, and they're kind of a drum, bass, guitar trio: Carly, Christian, and Faith. And so they'll probably perform a couple originals and then maybe one cover prior to our headliner. And the headliner is still House String Band,
mm-hmm.
Just dynamic five-piece bluegrass band. I think they hail from Grand Junction, or at least all different parts of Western Colorado. And their band features upright bass, mandolin, banjo, guitar, and the dobro. And then obviously with any great bluegrass band, you'll have several on-point harmonies. So they'll close out the night with a mix of originals and covers.
So a lot of different styles for different tastes of music.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was part of it. We wanted to highlight the variety of talent in the Valley. And I think we've done a good job here. We wish we could have included everybody. And then the next part to this is, you know, if music, or I should say if fine art is more of your jam, then we've got this incredible art gallery, which, TJ, you should certainly part some information about.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
Yeah, so kind of in conjunction with the music is reaching out to different artists in the visual front and just asking them to basically, you know, have a couple pieces to hang throughout Mesa Theater, mainly in the section where the merch usually goes, if you're familiar with other Mesa Theater showings. But basically a way to showcase local artists, also create potential revenue for them for sales, and then donations to the Riff Relief Fund as well. So, you know, dual purpose there, where, you know, they're getting the exposure, and then they're also helping aid the music initiative behind this as well.
Okay.
So I think there's about 8 or 9 so far. It's kind of been send out an email, mm-hmm. creating communications, kind of getting some back and forth of people dropping off and the art collection happening. So
yeah.
It'll be about 10 to 12 different artists.
Do you have a couple of names of some of the artists that will be there?
Yeah, Trevor from the library here.
So he's double dipping.
He's double dipping.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Which is awesome. Devin Pennyman, that's doing the Desert Dog,
mm-hmm.
down on Colorado. Will Campbell, has got some photography. Rachel Campbell as well.
Gentleman named TJ Smith.
Yeah, awesome.
Very
some artwork in there as well. Yeah. It's definitely, it's pulling on the folks that I've met through different art, you know, initiatives here, and just kind of asking if they wanted to participate, so... It's a good group.
And just like the music, it's a mix of styles.
Definitely.
Of art.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely is. There's photography, there's the painting, there's a mixed media mashup of things. So all in all, yeah, kind of again showing and playing upon the different styles and individuals that live here and what they can create.
The individuality of our community.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So in terms of the actual concert, how many people are you letting in to the venue?
Yeah, as of today with, Mesa County Public Health, policies and restrictions, mm-hmm. We're at a capacity of 150 people.
Okay.
In the theater. Another great part to having this live stream then is more people can enjoy it. But yeah, the engagement's been great. There's been a lot of good traffic and buzz on social media, so would hope to hit that number. But again, if you wanted to watch from the comforts of your own home, then we'd ask that you go to Creatives Landing Facebook page, and we'll have the live stream there.
And if I want to attend, do I need to RSVP before?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. You do. And that RSVP link, again, is best just to go to westslopestartupweek.com/music. And there is a RSVP link tied into West Slope Startup Week.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that we want to talk about specific to Riff for Relief?
Well, I think the one big kind of vision that is maybe the umbrella over all of this and why TJ and I were brought together, TJ for a while has been noodling on this vision of, artists cooperative, if you will, and he can dive into that a bit more, in the similar fashion than I was kind of noodling on this concept for a music cooperative, mm-hmm. Tied a little bit more to programs like Swallow Hill out of Denver, Colorado, I Am Music out of Durango, the Music District out of my hometown of Fort Collins.
Mm-hmm.
For me on the music front, I guess I'll back up and just say, for me, music's just always been such an important part of my life. From the time I could carry a tune or hold a guitar, tickle the keys, like it's always just been there. My father was a part of a big band when he was a kid growing up. My mom played instruments, my brother played instruments. And then every community I lived in from, San Jose, California to Boulder, Colorado, Vail, Denver, I just gravitated to the music community, and I just always found it to be such an important part of a community and really a pillar to that community. And so when I moved to Grand Junction, I spent the first year and a half just kind of observing and participating and talking to people. And I just found that I think Grand Junction is ripe for a more concentrated and intentional approach to really sharing the beauty and the benefits of music, mm-hmm. and creating some platform that elevates the talents and just infuses kind of this newfound appreciation and love for the arts. And that might be through programs through District 51, that might be programs through community centers, assisted living. But my goal would be to mobilize the industry, create something, kind of the tag of, built by the artists and for the artists, but ultimately I wanted to have a greater impact on the community. And so in that vein, we got to talking, and TJ's over here, brewing on a similar concept for the fine arts. And so that's when Mara connected the dots. And so we came together, and as of now, we're operating under the name Creatives Landing. And it's really right now just a platform for us to start to tease and test some of these initiatives and enrichment programs and cooperative opportunities as artists, and see what really resonates and what sticks. And then, the next step to that, I think, would be a more defined bricks and mortar space or campus. And maybe we share, the same roof. Maybe we don't. Maybe we have adjoining buildings on campus. But we think we have an opportunity here to create a really impactful art center, community center, that the entire Valley can share. And TJ, certainly please expand on that with the fine art side.
Yeah, definitely. It's certainly in the name, where Creatives Landing is potentially this campus idea, where it is a space that people that live here or that are traveling or coming through can come and kind of congregate around the idea of creative thought and just arts in general, you know, whether it be music or fine, or again, just that thought of it, just maybe it's just appreciation. But the idea is that there's a space that can foster that, you know, either has kind of that cooperative mentality where, you know, maybe there are anchor tenants, you know, people that operate their business out of there, where it be a professional graphic designer or photographer or painter, someone within that professional world that they need a space to do their craft kind of, you know, in. And then, you know, have other components of it where there's a gallery, there's maybe a store, there's a community space for people to just come and, you know, maybe get a cup of coffee and talk to, you know, other creatives. So, you know, the grandiose idea is this, that there's space, mm-hmm. that, you know, is fostering that creative thought idea. And whatever comes of that is kind of, you know, to the future. It's the fact that we just want to get started first and, you know, kind of test ideas and to be able to see what the communities are receptive of and what they would want to, and then kind of build from that component.
Mm-hmm. I think this is a great way to start that, to join forces and do something for the community and bring your two talents together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very grateful for the opportunity that was extended and just really encouraged again by just how receptive people have been, you know, for Riff for Relief. But as we start to talk about the other layers, people seem really engaged and inspired by the concept.
Yeah, I commend you both for this project that you're working on, not just Riff for Relief, but in general. I think it'll really add value to our community and really tap into those artists that maybe around but maybe don't know about each other or have a community space to come together and be creative. So mm-hmm. I'm excited to see where this goes in the coming years, and we'll definitely have to keep you guys back on and have talks about what you're working on and your new campus. That would be exciting.
Absolutely. This is not to say we'll neglect our day jobs. I'm very very committed to continuing my role with Pocket Outdoor Media, and locally here we put on Tour de Vineyards and Tour of the Moon, and we've got some great missions tied to that organization. So
of course, but it's great to have side projects.
It is. And this you know, this time, not that there's many silver linings in the pandemic, but it has provided some time to start to, you know, put more pen to paper on mm-hmm. on this concept.
Mm-hmm. For sure. It also helps you realize what's important and who is really important in our community and is generating some business that maybe you didn't think of that are being left out.
So yeah.
It's really awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, and one last thing I'd just like to add for, you know, any artists tuning in, musicians in particular, you know, we have this local initiative, but if you haven't picked up on the statewide initiative, just to share that real quick, there is the Colorado Music Relief Initiative, and their grants are going to be in larger sums, so certainly check that out. And now there's a new program just starting also that's I might get the name wrong, but it's something along the lines of Save Our Stages, and mm-hmm. it's actually focused on the venues themselves where these artists often perform, okay. Because they too obviously are suffering. So so a couple nice statewide initiatives to check out in your free time.
Great. Well, thank you for coming on and telling us about this project, and we're excited to see what goes down on Thursday.
So yeah.
Tune in to the Creative Landings Facebook for the virtual.
Correct.
Or RSVP on westslopestartupweek.com/music. Yep. And also check out the GoFundMe. Make donations if you're financially able, or just tune in and see what's going down. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. All right, everyone, thanks for tuning in. We're here with Will. He's one of the artists in Wowzers, the band. Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you, Will.
Nice to meet you. WL in full effect, you know.
Yes, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Wowzers? And
Wowzers is kind of it's a three-piece. We got Sean Simpson. He's the one who makes like the beats and does the, you know, the samples and all that. And then we've got Megan, who's the saxophonist, and she plays, you know, all the funky licks on all of our tracks. And then we've got me, and I write majority of the lyrics and I'm kind of like the front guy, but also trying to expand to do other things in the band other than just sing. But we're real funky, kind of a hip hop funk, like soulful, kind of like early 90s kind of funk mixture, you know.
Nice.
kind of thing. You know, we wear track suits and light up sunglasses, and it's fun. If you ever get a chance to come see us, you should.
So it's a big party, is what I
hear. It's a big party, yeah. It's fun. Got to get them dancing.
Yes. Yeah. And you're one of the bands that is participating in Riff for Relief, which is this Thursday, July 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about the process of recording the track?
Yeah, basically, they were real smooth. Shouts out to Wave 11, Zach. He was, real good. They just put on a really nice little thing. We just basically showed up and we just jammed out, and then that's that, pretty much. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was really, really, they made it really easy on the artists such as myself, you know.
Nice. Can you tell us a little bit about the track that you recorded?
Oh, so the track that we're doing is called Time Machine, and basically what it is it's traveling back in time for justice. So what we do is, or basically what the song is about going back into time to try and change the mind of people who were, like, you know, mass murderers or what have you. We did, I don't know if everybody's familiar with H.H. Helms,
yes.
But his whole thing is very interesting to me, because mm-hmm. he had a three-story hotel in Chicago. Mm-hmm. It had trap doors and secret passages and an actual crematorium in that, you know, hotel.
Yep.
And he would just have these people come, and then he'd just basically kill them and then cremate them in the thing. And I just found, you know, stories like that. You know, we talk a little bit about Jeffrey Dahmer and things like that. And I just find that, you know, interesting, because when they kind of proposed, like, I'm usually the guy that comes in after the beat's already made, and then I look at Sean and I'm like, hey, Sean, what are you thinking? And then he's like, well, thinking about, you know, traveling back in time for justice on this. And I was like, got it, you know. And then
so are you a fan of true crime then?
I am. I'm not going to lie to you. I like the Crime Watch Daily. I like watching all those mystery channels and the court TV channels.
Yes.
Like, that's kind of, you know, I do find myself watching those shows.
Yes,
more often than not.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
If you're interested, Devil in the White City by Eric Larson is about H.H. Holmes.
All right.
So
Devil in the White City.
We do have that in the library.
I'm going to have to check that out. Yeah, because that whole H.H. Holmes thing is intriguing and very interesting. And
yeah.
It's just, you know, the whole, like, even back then, you know, it was, you know, back in the late 1800s, I mean, white privilege was a thing back then too, because mm-hmm. nobody suspected this guy was
right.
a mass murderer killing all these people that come stay at his hotel.
Right.
And it's just, it's very interesting that, you know, giving the time period and the situation that people could just, like, overlook,
mm-hmm.
like, what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I mean, stuff like that. I find that stuff intriguing, actually.
It's awesome that you can merge music and your interest in true crime.
And that's what's crazy, is because, like, I also feel like Wowzers as a whole is, like, really fun, and you can jam to it and dance to it, but we're also, like, kind of giving you a history lesson and
mm-hmm.
teaching you something in the music. It's not just, you know, not just jamming and dancing. We're actually trying to, you know, tell you something, you know, historical, and tell you something that maybe you didn't know.
Yeah.
So.
That's really cool. I really liked the track. I've already listened to it, and it was
Thank you.
Very well done.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
What other types of music, like, genres do you think that you do in your band?
You know, we do hodgepodge, but we, like, our main genre, I want to say is, like, the early 90s, late 80s hip-hop, where it was kind of, you know, it was really fun and really, like, beat-oriented and just real danceable. But, you know, we got the saxophone,
yes.
so we got kind of, like, that jazzy feel, but also kind of, like, the soulful. I mean, I feel like we're not really just one genre. We're multiple genres that make us up, and I don't know, I feel like it's what the world's missing. Just something fun that you can come out, have a good time, and dance to, and forget about what's going on in the world. Just come out and have a good time
and learn something.
Yeah, and learn something.
And that's so great that's in Grand Junction, that we have a band like this in Grand Junction.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, of course. How did your bandmates meet each other?
So I do a my own thing, mm-hmm. which I go by the WL. So that's like my pro, like me when I do my stuff. And Sean was in a group called Badger Badger. He had hit me up about doing a show together. You know, he was getting some artists together to do like a show at Mesa Theater. And we did the show, and he really liked it. Badger Badger kind of like parted ways. He randomly hit me up and said, hey, would you be interested in doing like a little side project? I've got some beats and maybe we could try and see if we can't come up with something. And I said, absolutely. So then we got together and we did, I think, two tracks. And our third track, he had invited Megan over. And how we knew Megan was she was involved. We had a do-it-yourself initiative. And it was basically trying to get bands to come together and play these shows and just, you know, unite all the bands to do these shows. And so she's really amazing artist. And she did a little sticker, and it was like a guy who had a boombox as a head.
Oh,
you've probably seen it. Yes. Maybe you've seen it. But she did that. But not only is she really good with art, she said she was good with doing sax, that she played sax. And, you know, we both talked about it. Nobody says they play sax unless mm-hmm. they actually do. So, like, on our third song, I think it was, we invited her over just to see if she wanted to try and jam with us. And, like, the first song that we did together, she just knocked it out of the park. And then we were like, yo, you need to be part of this. And we're going to do this again next weekend or whatever. And she just kept coming back. And now she's... Now here we are.
You know? Rest is history.
The rest is history. I mean, we really worked hard because we got album done and then show ready for our show. Because we did a show February 1st at Mesa Theater. We did a album release. Mm-hmm. And we did the whole album and got show ready in like 2.5 months or something. Really ridiculous. Like, we were just getting together all the time. And it was really fun. And we got a new album coming out because we haven't been able to play shows, so mm-hmm. might as well make some music. So
great.
Now album number 2 is going to come out here soon, and it's really amazing. The Time Machine is off the new album. So.
Okay, well, congratulations on both releases and upcoming. How did you get involved with the Riff for Relief?
The Riff for Relief just hit us up, asked us if we wanted to be a part of it. I absolutely love what Riff for Relief stands for, mm-hmm. so it was like a no-brainer to just absolutely say yes. And they just kind of hit us up and said, hey, you want to do this Tiny Desk concert? And we were like, absolutely. And so we just kind of, that's just how it happened. They asked us and we said yes, basically.
Great.
Yeah.
And are you going to be at the show on
Thursday? Thursday? Yeah, yes. I'll be there. I will be there because we're being showcased at the show, so might as well, you know, got to show up and, you know, show support to all the other artists that we're doing it to, you know, so.
So if you're interested in going, you can meet Will and the rest of Wowzers.
Exactly.
At the concert.
At the concert, Mesa Theater.
Yes.
So
and listen to your new song.
Listen to the new song. Yeah, as soon as I get done with here, they're going to show me an edit of the song, so I'm excited about that.
Yes, and we're probably going to include a clip shortly after this in our podcast so that people can get a taste of your music before coming or listening to the concert virtually.
Yep, and if you want to check us out, we're on... We're Wowzers. We're on Spotify. We're Wowzers. Wowzers Group on YouTube and WowzersMusic.com on the internet. If you want to check our website out, you know, we got links on there.
Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners, Will?
You know, just we have really great musicians here. We have really great bands. If you're not going out and showing support, you're missing out because literally all the bands that we played with on Wednesday are some of the best bands. And I can't say enough about the artists and bands that we have here. So if you get a chance to go check out people like Peach Street Revival or Wave 11 or Suckafish, you know, any of those, you know, any of the bands that we have here, I mean, they're just great. And I highly recommend you go catch a show.
Thank you very much, Will. Yeah. We appreciate you coming on.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, of course.
Constant vultures come in, approach us, infect the culture like some roaches. Life needs some coaches calling plays before the poachers start hauling strays. Out until you notice one or two cats in your coop, but what do? Is just take them back from which they came. I'm sorry, coach, but I'm not playing this game.
When we in your town, yeah, we funkin' around. When we in your town, yeah, we funkin' around. When we in your town, yeah, we funkin' around. When we in your town, yeah, we funkin' around. Give me what you got, baby, give me what you got.
We travel back.